News, I'm Gene Randall. The British ambassador to the United States, Kim Darroch, has resigned. The announcement comes a day after U.S. President Donald Trump described him as a very stupid guy and wacky, clearly aimed at undercutting the now ex-envoy's leaked assessment that Mr. Trump is inept and incompetent. In his resignation letter, Darroch wrote, "I'm grateful to all those in the U.K. and the U.S. who have offered their support during this difficult few days." No early word if outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May will choose a replacement before she leaves office at the end of the month. May is voicing support for Kim Darroch.
"I have told him that it is a matter of great regret that he has felt it necessary to leave his position as ambassador in Washington. The whole cabinet rightly gave its full support to Sir Kim on Tuesday."
White House reaction came from Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, Mark Short.
"I think the reality was that in light of the last few days, his ability to be effective was probably limited, so it's probably the right course."
Meanwhile, British officials say they're trying to search out the person who leaked the confidential cables to the Mail newspaper. Dana Allen is an expert on U.S.-British ties. He says the current transatlantic flap is a reflection of deeper issues.
"I think it just highlights the difficulties that the Trump presidency and the huge fight in the United Kingdom over Brexit have caused to the relationship."
Volkswagen will end production of its Beetle model after the last one rolls off the assembly line today in Pueblo, Mexico. Heavily associated with hippie culture in the 1960s, the car's fame was solidified in 1968 with the Walt Disney movie The Love Bug. Volkswagen explains that cult is not necessarily synonymous with sales, and so today's production shutdown, a sad milestone for many around the world. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iran is rejecting calls to return to the 2015 six-power nuclear deal, as France and other European countries try to make that happen. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma has our report.
Iran says it will not reverse its decision to increase uranium enrichment beyond the limits set by the 2015 nuclear accord with world powers until it achieves what it says is its full rights under the deal, which President Donald Trump abandoned last year. The official IRNA news agency quotes a senior security official as telling a French envoy the decision to increase enrichment is an unchangeable strategy. The official then criticizes European countries for their lack of will in providing relief from US sanctions. France and other countries have called on Iran to go back to complying with the nuclear deal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump has issued an executive order that promises a new approach toward dealing with kidney disease in the United States. Here's part of what he said.
"We will be changing the way that we reimburse Medicare providers, encouraging them to diagnose and treat patients earlier. Very important, the word earlier. Allow for home care and increase the rate of transplants. Crucially, our new system will ensure that more patients undergoing dialysis can do so from the comfort of their own home."
The president appears so far to be standing by his embattled Labor Secretary Alex Acosta over how, as a U.S. attorney, Acosta handled a sex trafficking case involving billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein. We get a report from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president says Acosta's been a really great labor secretary.
"The rest of it we'll have to look at. We'll have to look at it very carefully."
As a federal prosecutor in Florida, Acosta was involved in a secret plea deal that let Epstein avoid federal charges. The president says it was a long time ago, and he feels very badly for Acosta. Democrats don't.
"He should step down."
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the president should fire him if he doesn't. Mitch McConnell and other Senate Republicans are noncommittal on whether Acosta should stay in the cabinet.
"I'm inclined to defer to the president to make that decision."
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States says its arms sales to Taiwan are designed to promote peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific region, and that Washington is not changing the One China policy. Beijing has demanded that the U.S. cancel what the State Department has approved, a request by Taiwan to purchase an estimated $2.2 billion worth of military equipment. And the U.S. women's soccer team got a ticker tape parade today in New York to mark its fourth World Cup title. The team defeated the Netherlands 2-0 in Sunday's final in Lyon, France. Next in the team's sights, its push for equal pay with the U.S. men's team. Gene Randall, VOA News.